Think we are here. Well, welcome to the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. Hi, I'm your host, Tony Pantelresco, and you are listening to us live and in living color. You can access the show by typing in www.themicroeffect.com, then click on the appropriate links, the chat room links. Come on in, make friends, get acquainted, solve some issues, save the planet, brainstorm, have a collective. It's called a community. You can access me anywhere on site. All over the place. Go on the internet, type in my name, Independs, or my formal name, Tony Pantelresco. You can find me there. You can find me at, Well, I put a bunch of links in our chat room today, and you can find me anywhere over here on these sites. You know, Bye Bye Blue Sky, Brian396.com, SmoothLoveTrue.com. I'm all over the place on YouTube. Anyways, check me out. Never fails. So when we're looking at what you can do, what you can find, you might be surprised what you might hear and read. Anyway, I'm going to talk about a bunch of different things. I want to make another point. When you guys send something to me as well, I made a point on this in the last show, make sure you guys get tracking numbers, because it can make it easier to try to find. So sometimes you're sending me money and I'm not getting it, or it's on its way or whatever, and you call me up and ask me if I've gotten my money yet, and I say no, I haven't seen nothing. So when you guys are making any kind of ordering, get a tracking number so that, again, we can, you know, sometimes some of you have some unrealistic idea is that, you know, you mailed it out 5 minutes ago and I got it 10 minutes later. You know, we're not that sophisticated yet. We don't have 3D printers in the post office, so things can take time, and sometimes they can take longer than usual. Just keep that in mind. I do appreciate the support, don't get me wrong, but it's just like I'm trying to make things as easy for both sides, myself as well as whoever's, you know, wanting to support and contribute. Like I said, it can make things a lot easier for everybody. And then, too, it's a lot easier to find where something may be as well, because sometimes, you know, it happens, you know, sometimes things get lost. I don't know how many times I've sent out parcels, and, you know, I'm thinking that it's gotten to whoever it's gotten to, and then I get a call 2 months later saying I never got my parcel. I'm thinking, okay, what happened? Why are you waiting so long? But anyway, that's a moot point. But anyway, so we can try to get things to you and to each other. I don't know when to begin. I had an email the other day, and I was sort of stunned. Guy writes me, or gal writes me, I'm not sure who or what. What can they do to get through this life comfortably without being totally committed to this life? Wanting to avoid all the snares and the trappings this life has to offer. Wrote this person back, said, you must either be an idiot, live in a cave, or have no idea what's really going on. There is absolutely no way you cannot avoid having some kind of access either way to you or to the system. That's the way it is right now. I do see up the way there will be a complete separation. There will be people that will not be part of the system. They might even be considered rebels. They might even be considered traitors. They might be considered whatever. Revolutionaries, whatever that the title may be, you know, godless people, whatever. I can see that coming, because the system, the way it's going, is getting more and demonic by the day. And there's been such a jump on the Luciferian demonic system that's in place, you know, that it's going to take some doing to get this under control, if it can be. May have to be completely torn down, and that's not beyond feasibility. It all depends who's in power and who's the leader. It all depends how God-fearing or God-believing that person may be, and if he's believing in the living God rather than a satanic one. See, we've had presidents in the United States and prime ministers in Canada that believe in God, but they've been believing in the satanic God, God of the devil, Lucifer, whatever. And as the end result, the countries have become more depraved, more debauchery, more into debauchery, more into self-importance, idol worshiping, self-worshiping themselves. You know, what do you call that there, where they take a picture of themselves. I can't think of the term now. Where you take a cell phone, you take a picture of yourself. It escapes me. But anyway, that's a form of, again, idol worship as well. With all these things going on, and the person didn't really want to have to study either. I mean, I guess they're talking about going to university, but this is the thing. We don't know today up from down, right from left, because they have completely hidden from us what is real, what isn't. Okay, we're going to the health food industry. They got you now eating soy, bread, and grains at the top of the food chain. Then they have meat and dairy at the bottom, and then they demonize meat and dairy. Well, back in the 50s, just to give you an example, the meat and dairy were at the top of the food chain. People didn't have the health issues they've got today. They were stronger, they looked better, they looked fuller. The women were sexier looking, for lack of a better term. In other words, they were very fertile, they were very attractive, they had a certain beauty to them, they had a certain way about them. 60s, the same thing. When you looked at a lot of young women, they had a certain strength to them, they had a certain way they walked, the stride, everything about them was showing that they had some power, some capability of power. Men were the same. They weren't big, but they were strong. So when we're looking at the food chain alone and how it's been inverted, as a result of the inversions, look what has happened to everybody's health. Everybody's eating pasta as the main dish. Everybody's eating rice as a main dish. Everybody's eating bread as a main dish. Everybody's eating, you know, all the different types of grains as a main dish. Cereals as a main dish, you know. And now nobody can drink dairy. Nobody can consume dairy. They say, oh, you have an allergic reaction to dairy. Oh, you can't, you shouldn't eat dairy. Dairy is, you know, dairy this, dairy that. I mean, I think these people are the most idiotic and the most lunatic people I've ever met in my life. Stupid beyond belief. There are no two foods on the planet that surpass egg and dairy on health, protein usage, bioavailability usage, immune building usage. Nothing comes close. Nothing. Zero. Nada. So they tell you to eat the soy and the pea protein and the rice protein and the hemp protein and the nut protein and this protein and that protein. And when you actually start scratching the surface and you get past the bullsh on the selling and the bullsh on the advertising and the bullsh on the aesthetics of the container, oh, it looks like it's all natural. Oh, it looks like it's scientific. Oh, look, looks like it's something from some pharmaceutical company. It looks important. This guy must have something to it. That's called marketing. That's called bullsh. That's called seduction. That's called enchantment. That's called putting a spell over you. That's what that's all about. So when you scratch the surface and you get past the veneer or the artistic nonsense and the ads and all that wonderful horse hockey, and you actually look at the product and say, oh, it's got a protein, it's got a biological value of 40. Then you say to yourself, well, what's a biological value? And then first you'll email me saying, Tony, what's a biological value? And I'll tell you, I'll write you back and say, go look it up. Go do your homework. Go do your investigation. Biological value is a determination of how well you absorb the protein, specific proteins. Egg is a 93 out of 100, indicating that 93% of that protein is absorbed by the body. So for something that well absorbed by the body, why would they tell you not to eat it? Oh, it might have some cholesterol. Ooh. My body needs cholesterol. My brain needs cholesterol. My reproductive system needs cholesterol. My fat cells need cholesterol. You know, my immune system needs cholesterol. When they tell you, for instance, don't drink milk because it's pus and it's this and it's that and cow, people shouldn't be drinking milk. People are the only people in the world that drink milk, blah, 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 blah. The stupidity knows no bounds. When they talk about milk, and if they're referring to store-bought milk, there is a legitimate argument that they are right in what they're saying. But when you're talking about fermented dairy, even if it's bought in a mainstream store, will be very usable and very adaptable for you, and it has benefit. Because it's got the culture in it that breaks down the sugar and can break down those fat bonds as a result of the homogenization and the pasteurization process that went by. So if you're drinking fermented dairy, even out of a store, whether it's cottage cheese, whether it's sour cream, whether it's Philadelphia cream cheese without all the additives to it, if they're giving you yogurt, kefir, with a high fat content, plain or with vanilla. These things are cheeses, they're real cheeses. These are things you want to consume. The BV rating for milk is 92. In other words, the biological value for milk is 92, which means that you can absorb 92% of that protein. Let's take a look at soy. Oh, 40 to 45 on the BV. Wow, that sucks. How about pea protein? Oh, 40 to 45. How about peanut protein? Oh, 40 to 45. Whoa, how about rice? 37 to 40. How about hemp? Oh, about the same as rice. So when you get one squishy, go buy a whey protein powder. And it tells you one scoop gives you 25 grams of protein. Not bad. One scoop, 25 grams. So then you do the math and the biological value. Round it up to 90% just for simplistic numbers. Okay, so if you're getting 25 grams of protein, you're going to absorb 22.5 grams of that protein. That's not too bad. So let's say you took some soy protein at, let's say, we'll go around, let's keep it down where it usually is around 40. So basically, if you took 25 grams of soy protein, you'd only be able to use 16 grams. Wow. That means you'd have to take twice the amount to get what you might be getting 1.5 times more than what you would be getting in one scoop of whey. Somebody is screwing somebody here. It's a poor absorbable protein, and you would have to take 1.5 times more than if you took one scoop of whey. Now with egg, and I've said this before, you add gelatin to the egg protein, the BV rating is 99. Wow, 99. That's pretty good. That's almost 100% uptake. And then they demonize you for eating animal proteins. They know that they are never going to get people to quit eating meat. Period. Japan and China are the largest importers of beef from the United States. And now for a country with that many people eating that much meat, you would think that if the vegan diet was so good, that they would have given that all to their people. It would have been a lot cheaper to buy. So these are some of the heresies that are going on in the health food industry. Again, we're going to seduce, enchant, and put a spell over you. Okay? I'm going to make that package look really good. I'm going to make it look really sexy. I'm going to make it look really scientific. I'm going to put some mojo on the product. It's from the Universal Conscious Collective that gave us this Universal Conscious formula, that the Universal Conscious Hocus Pocus. You take one little crumb of this, and you're going to be the Superman of Superman forever. That's the Hocus Pocus. That's the bunk and the bull roar. Or better yet, they'll get your guy taking a protein product and it looks like Dynamo Joe. He's got muscles on his muscles. He's got a six pack. He's got a waist so thin, legs so thick. He looks like muscle on muscle, and looks like, and because he ate whatever that he's advertising. You got women that are using whatever product because now their butt is so tight and their boobs are so firm and their legs are so thick and they got a swaggle when they walk and they got a jiggle with their wiggle and they look 20 years younger. And this is how the seduction begins. You're going to look good. You're going to look sexy. You're going to look 10 years younger. You're going to be able to be, you know, like you were when you were a young man. You're going to be able to run, play football and basketball and hockey until you get hit one good solid time by a guy half your age that just plows right over you. Then you begin to wake up and realize that that's a dream. So again, keep these things in mind that I'm telling you. Or worse yet, the worst thing yet is when you get a goofy guru and a goofy medical pharmacopoeia jump in. They would be like wolves in sheep's clothing. They come in like Zionists and Jesuits, you know. They get into the pulpit, pretend that they're preachers, pretend that they're preaching the gospel or whatever, and then give them a whole line of nonsense. Tony, do you recommend fish gelatin? Gelatin is gelatin. Doesn't matter where it comes from. By the time it's broken down, all you're getting is a summation of amino acids that have been separated from the protein bonds. So whether it's fish, poultry, bison, or pig, it's all the same. No difference. None. There ain't going to be a leaner protein because it's from fish. Anybody that looks at gelatin will understand this is all rendered down to its purest form anyway. Do your due diligence. Don't get caught up on any trend. There's always going to be somebody that's going to sell you a new and improved something. The bodybuilding industry does it all the time. They come up with a product, sell it to you for a couple months, and they see that it's working, and they come up with a new and improved version that's going to be bigger, better, stronger, faster. You're going to be able to have that redness on the chest, bolts to bounce off you. You're going to be the superest of supermen. You're going to be able to leap tall buildings and have x-ray vision. You'll find that after they newly improved the product, they put in restrictors in those products, or they took out the drug that may have been actually causing the actual effect. So, like I said, it's really going to be up to you to do your homework, look at your due diligence, find information that is real. Test everything. Nothing you've been taught, for the most part, has any value or merit. A lot of wasted space in our brain occupying ridiculous ideas and theories that have no bearing in fact. We're caught up in these dramas and these dynamic seductions. We don't realize that we're in them. And this is how they do it. This is how they play the game. I'm talking just in the health part. When you're looking at all the other political arena, the religious arena, religion and politics are the two worst banes that ever hit mankind. They're the two worst things that could have hit mankind. One tethers you one way and bleeds you dry. The other one tethers you another way and bleeds you dry. And before you know it, all that's left is the tether. We have to start thinking that if the institutions are not looking out for the best interests of their society or their country, then maybe it's time to quit supporting them and move on. So this is why I, you know, it's important that you pay attention to what's going on. If you don't, you'll be smoked. You know, that's just the way it is. These things are on the planet today. We've got the most demonics of demonics, and they're coming in all the time. Satan worshipers and people who perform rituals are constantly calling in the demon. They're constantly calling them in. They're constantly calling them to come forth. Before you know it, the planet is going to be saturated with them if it isn't already. Look at all your political leaders in the United States and Canada. They all bow down to some demonic Moloch, Baal, Lucifer himself, whatever. They all are following the script. And this is carrying over in everything. 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 Even in health. The leaders in the health food industry are nothing but following a script. And they're selling you today garbage. Complete garbage. Stuff I wouldn't feed to a pig. I wouldn't feed any omega-3 to a pig. I wouldn't feed any of the lot of whey protein products in the market today to a pig because of what they have in them. Very hard to find a simple whey protein or a simple protein that doesn't have any crap in it. The hydrogen products, the silica products, the nano silver products, they call them part per million. What a joke. Like I said, it's going to be hard to be a consumer up the way because the program has been hacked and things are being completely clouded over. And you're going to get to a point where you're not going to know what to believe. That's why I try to show you to start looking things up a specific way so you're not caught up following bunch of Google sites, and you got to go through 500 pages before you get any real information because the other 499 were about selling product. Let's see. Okay, Kaysen is lately demonized in my circles as to be avoided. Yeah, Giannis, I told the Europeans in the last video not to get sucked in because they have played this game over here. Casein is one of the proteins, usually from dairy, and it's a slow-releasing protein. And so when you, let's say you take a teaspoon or 10 to 15 grams before you go to bed at night, mix it in a smoothie or whatever, when you drink it and go to bed about a half hour later, the protein in that form is very slow releasing. So the idea behind it is when you drink it before bed or just before bed, that the bodies will stay in a state of anabolic state. Now whether that's true or not is not really, the research is there, but it's not. Because when your metabolic rate slows down, then a lot of that protein can become sugar as well. But the idea is when you take it before going to bed, it can increase your capacity to promote growth hormone, and as well as keeping the body from completely decomposing quicker or faster. Like it slows down the breakdown. So, Tony, can knee cartilage regrow using gelatin? I was told once the cartilage is gone, it will not regenerate. Oh, well, you hear the same thing about a lot of things. Can't regrow your teeth either, and people are doing it. I would say give it a go. What do you got to lose? It's a protein. The body has, even if they cut you open and sew you back together, it's a protein that will heal or mend the tear anyway. Type of collagen. So you may find by using gelatin, or collagen, once the gut gets what it needs, it then sends it out to the rest of the body, and you might be surprised how fast you might start to heal. Just do not use any bread, pasta, rice, corn, cereal, soy, or any form of soy, any pseudo grain. quinoa, buckwheat, millet, oat, barley, rye. Leave them all alone. Might see that your body may heal at an exponential rate or a quicker rate. Just something to give you an idea. But yeah, it's a possibility. So, it's all about you. If you surrender, if you give up to the Luciferian influences on this planet, he takes the planet that much quicker. The more that repel and rebel, the more that we'll get rid of them. Like I said, it's time we woke up and saw what's really going on about us. Not everything we've been taught is accurate. Like I said, when it just in the health aspect of alone is enough to make you wonder if they screwed with health, vaccines, pharmaceutical drugs, you know, medications and creams that have no bearing on anything but to make the body feel worse or to break the body quicker. You know, when you're seeing all these things and they're being put into your supplements as well, then it's time to do the homework and see how much the frequencies are going to affect those pills. What are those pills made out of? What's mixed with them? Things to ask your doctor when he's ready to give you a prescription or a shot. He's ready to give you a shot. Tell him what are the ingredients in the shot? What are the ingredients in the needle? And if he can't tell you, he says, well, if you don't know what's in it, why are you giving it to me? That's my point. Stand your ground. Research, research, research. Don't allow anybody to bamboozle you. Because like I said, a lot of the things that we've been told, for the most part, has not been accurate. Even the science, when I mentioned in the last show, majority of the scientists today are not scientists. They're wizards. They're putting out incantations on people, you know, so that you'd become seduced, reduced, taken over. All right, come on back. We'll see you in a bit. I think we're back in the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network, and I'm your host, Tony Pantelresco, and this is The Remedy. Alrighty. Okay, when we put a bunch of links up, like I said, I want to talk about some things. This is all about health. One more ways than you can imagine. Leftist celebrates gender transition of his 4-year-old son. If this isn't if this is not a demonic thing, I don't know what is. That somebody would take their child and purposely put them through a mind control program to alter their what their gender is, or to alter their psychology or their mental capacity to be subjected to whatever. To this crap, just total nonsense here. You know, this is not healthy. This is showing you where we are at. Now, a lot of this could be explained in a lot of different ways, but the one thing for sure, the food supply has been using something called CRISPR. CRISPR is a means of genetically engineering a plant with whatever trait you want without you having to use the traditional methods. And now we're adding viruses to these things and altering the DNA through different type of programming. And these foods may be sooner or later be released into the market unbeknownst to the general population. Or they may be have been released in areas specifically being as a test ground. See, because you got to remember, the government doesn't look at you as a person. They look at you as a IOU. See, when you were born and you were given that number, you and that number represented the debt that the country was going to bear when it borrowed money. So basically, all you are is property. So you can rant and rave all you like. You can protest all you want. They'll let you do it. Because the way they see it, you are nothing more than a bag of dung. Only thing you're good for is to be stepped on and to be used as they see fit. Fertilizer or raw material, they don't care. So when they're doing these tests on specific sites or they're releasing this food supply on the general population, what winds up happening, this alters your genetic code. You have to understand the genetic code you have is what is your operating system, that is the program for the operating system. Let's put it that way. The DNA would be the operating system, but your genetic code would be the actual operating system's code. So when the DNA needs something to get done, it accesses the code to get to doing what it needs to do. So when we're talking in regard to food supply being tainted and the food supply being manipulated, this could be one of the things that is being used in conjunction to make this work. In all my years being alive, I have to say, I have seen some wild and bizarre crap in my day. I've seen a lot of mess. I've seen a lot of bullshit in my day, I gotta tell you. I've seen things change. I've seen from the hippie movement to the current time today. We never had as much homeless people. We've never had people that became completely indispensable. See, think about this for 1 minute. You live in the middle of small town America. You live in the middle of small town Canada. You live in the middle of small town Europe. I'm going to stick with those for now because the Europeans are being assaulted to this day. And I'm one of those second generation Europeans displaced beside the Atlantic. Anyway, when you have small town communities like this, they can be subjected to whatever testing or whatever exploitation that the current system deems worthy. You're expendable. Now, when you think about a factory in those small town communities, let's say you got a car company or a car parts supplier, or you got a warehouse, or you got a supermarket chain that, you know, collects the food, and they're the main employer in that area. What happens if everybody in that area loses a job? They become homeless. They can't afford the mortgage. They can't afford the rent. They can't afford to go out and buy food. They can't afford to buy a car. They can't afford to buy clothing. So then what happens? Now they're living on the street. To these power-hungry geneticists, that's like going to a candy store. They can drive down the street and grab whatever sample they would like. Because now we have an abundance. Anybody who doesn't use the social programs winds up in an experimental lab. And then you wonder why you don't see so many people like you used to. Why you're not seeing this or that like you used to. Because they have been absconded and now who knows where they are. This is reality. You got your children's aid societies in respective countries that supposedly take care of and protect the kids so that they're in an abusive family relationship that the government will step in and save the day. It's the governments that made the parents goofy like that, where they become abusive. You put so much stress on the parents that the parents now take it out on the kids. As a result, these kids now become institutionalized in a government institution, which then they get sold to the highest bidder, and they're used and abused any which way the ownership decides. That's reality. See, this is, and this all boils down to chemistry. If I'm telling you I'm going to shoot you, and you don't, and I've got the gun in my hand, and I'm going to shoot you, and you say, oh, this isn't real, this isn't true, this is just a lot, oh, it's just a fantasy, blah blah blah, and you wind up getting shot. That's what happens. Everybody's deluded into the dream. Not going to call it the American dream. I'm going to call it the satanic dream. This dream and this illusion that you're in. What it means to be successful, to get on the hamster wheel, run all day and all night, to make the bills, pay the payments, buy the house, blah, blah, blah. And when you get done doing all that, you're ready to die because you put in so much and got in so little. When you have children and you get a boy, he's got a stem there that one day will become a injectable sperm donor. Or you got a young woman, young girl, and she has a flower power that one day will give birth. You need to encourage their identity, not their sexuality. You need to encourage their identity. You are a male, you are a boy, you're a man, you're made in God's image. You are a young man, a young boy, and you need to give them that identity. Now, all these people might be saying, well, you're just being blah, blah, blah. I don't care. That's how much I think of your opinion. I'm of the biblical truth, saying that if God has made man in our image, then that's what you tell your young boys, your young males, your young children. If they're boys, you tell them that you were made in the image of God, and one day you will be a man. Period. Period. And if you have a young woman, you also tell her that she too is a creation of God through Adam. Then one day she too will be a woman made by God. Okay? That's simple. And one day you will bear children. That's what women do. That's the biology and physiology of a woman. And if somebody has a problem with that, I don't care. That's simple. I don't care. Care about your what you think. When we're looking, and this is the where we start building a foundation from the bottom up, and it's a strong and firm foundation. And at that point, you as a parent are obligated to take care of that gift that God gave you as a man or as a young man and a young woman to growing up into. That's our responsibility. When we get children, that's our responsibility, not the government's responsibility. The government has no say on that. They didn't get the children. They didn't give birth. They didn't, you know, have the intercourse to produce that. They didn't. It's not their seed. They have no say in the matter. And I think Christian values, the Christian church should, real believers, let me put it this way, the believers need to take a stand hard on this. Because if you don't take a stand and hard on this, you're going to lose your kids. Right now, they're playing the game in England with the Islamic belief system. And they're fighting it. And for now, they're capitulating to them. See, because they're going to need them eventually to do their will. So don't allow yourself to think what they tell you. I said this the other day. Science today is not science. Science today is just pure bullshit on almost every front. Pure bullshit. It's all about kissing butt, getting getting your piece of paper, working for a firm, making your money, paying off your school loan, and then dying. That's all it's about. When we're thinking today about health, I often refer to the idea that it's your genetic code, your DNA, your mitochondria, your ATP, your chromosome code that you need to protect and defend. I have not changed my stand on that, nor will I. Brian396 and myself have put out a repertoire of sites and information, and he and I both agree that just about every health issue that we have ever been exposed to, especially in the last 60 years, can be all tied to nano poisoning. All of it. Autoimmune disorders, ripped muscles, lung issues, digestive issues, pancreatic issues, liver issues, brain issues, skeletal problems, all tied to nano. I'm seeing the same thing. Everything that we've been doing, everything we've been working on is all indicating that the DNA is being assaulted. The genetic code is being assaulted. It is being turned off or hyper-accelerated. That's why I keep telling you, and I'm trying to hit this hard and hard home. So don't tell me, like I said, I had the email when I started off the show. Like, how can I get through this comfortably? You're in a war, baby. You're in a war. And the prize is you. And all they want you to do is agree to surrender, to kiss their backside, and they'll give you whatever you want, provided you give them what they want. And they want you. All of you. And not only do they want you, they want your offspring as well. That's how the game is played. That's how the game is played. So this is why I'm saying to you, start looking up your DNA, looking up mitochondria, looking up ATP, looking up genetics. Look these things up and see what it takes to sustain and keep your genetic code intact. Because these guys are going to do nothing but try to destroy you, your code, your operating system, and your core foundation. And they initiate this with glyphosates and other genetically engineered foods. CRISPR now is going to be a major, major, major problem. Because you're not going to be able to determine that it's your genes or their genes that are causing the problem. See, if I put a virus in you and I put a genetic code in that virus and I add a nano programming with it. Bill Gates did this. It's on one of the sites. When you look at those sites that I put up, one of the Wix sites I talk about in there, and I show a link that one of the things that Bill Gates was doing was putting 10, it went beyond terabyte. On a nano scale. Imagine the code they could put on there, what diseases they could create, what deformities they could form, what they could take out, what they could put in. It's all big one horrendous experiment, and it's at the expense of mankind. They don't think of you as a man or a woman, remember that. All they think of you is you're just a piece of dung in a bag ready to be stomped on. That's it. That's all they think about you. That's how they think about you. They don't care. Yeah. And then, like I said, they send in their infantry, the medical people getting into the health food industry, spewing out all their horse hockey. Oh, use the nano silver. It's good for you. We got studies showing that it blah, 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 blah. And then they forget to tell you. But if for you men, you might lose your testicles. It's a small trade-off. You get a good health, but we'll cut off your testicles. You'll no longer be able to reproduce. You'll no longer be able to, you know, have any babies. And you might even get testicular cancer by taking this product. They don't tell you that. No. They don't tell you if you take the C60, it's going to get into your head and you're going to be a transceiver like no other. And you're going to be able to be more easily downloaded and uploaded, and your brain will be monitored easier. Now, they tell you that? No. They tell you that it affects terahertz frequencies, incorporating or increasing more hydrogen in the body, making the terahertz frequencies even more penetrable. Did they tell you that? Oh, no. Why would they tell you that? That's your doctors talking in this industry. That's the bull BSers of this industry. Or you get one saying, oh, these vitamins, then they put all these silica and titanium dioxide and nano and this and artificial natural flavors. But yet, he's thinking that this is going to do you some good. The only people that could eat this that crap must be aliens, because people today cannot handle that. And you have to remember, everything that's going on in most of us today, it's accumulative. Been accumulating all our lives since the 1960s, especially, is when they started to go on full ramping with poisoning the rest of us. So consider what I'm saying here. Because like I said, they're not going to let up on you. They're going to continue. And you might want to look at that CRISPR, CRISP-R. I believe we got a link up above, so if you scroll up, you can get the link and start looking at it. But you better understand, this is all a form of biological and nano-synthetic warfare that they're applying. If they can't break you down, they're going to wipe you out. That's just how the game is going to be played. And please don't tell me that you're scared. Scared is a good thing. It lets you know that you're alive. You know, I get scared at times, which lets me know I'm alive. But then, the fear should be driving you to do some things. First, it should be driving you to anger, that somebody made you this afraid. And the second thing it should be driving you to is to fight. To do what you can to make a change or to make awareness happening. Or to find solutions. That's how you should start thinking. So when we're talking in regards to some of the things that are happening today, that's the reality. We are in a war. The music you're playing, the TV shows you're watching, they're all designed to do a mind screw job on you. Totally. All about programming. And the more you start looking at these things from a programming perspective, and you start looking for key things, like the Illuminati symbols and some other symbologies that are there, or some ancient symbols, then you begin to understand that they're hitting you with a blue ray or blue beam technology. Then you can understand that they're trying to put you in a state of hypnosis so they can download the data to you. Okay? Listen to a comedian made a comment about television. Vision, in other words, it's teleporting a message through your eyes. That's what it's doing. The Micro Effect Broadcasting Network, give them your support. Don't ask what your activists can do for you. Ask what you can do for your activists. You got www.minds.396.com, byebybluesky.com, smoothlovetrue.com, augmentandforce.com. Give them your support. Help them any way you can. They're all doing something out there to make you aware and make you awake. Give them what you can anyway, and ask to help if you can. My site, catalog link on Augment and Force. Check it out. There's triangles. There's all kinds of things there that might help you. Books, remedies, technology, disc, whatever. If you need a consultation, feel free to give me a call, 519-977-5351. Or you can send me an email as well, independs@yahoo.com. We are in a war, ladies and gentlemen, and the stakes are your everything. Everything that makes you is on the line. And whether or not you believe or you don't believe, my advice to you is, if you don't know for sure, you might want to do some investigation. If you don't care, it doesn't matter, then don't do anything. It'll hit you too. Nobody's exempt here on this planet. Nobody. Everybody is being subjected to the same thing. It doesn't matter what part of the planet you're in. I know, because I get the phone calls. I know because I get the emails. I know because I get the Skypes. Okay? Nobody is being exempt. It's just a matter of time when, not if, you get hit. That's the bottom line. We're no longer in that innocent stage of whatever. Whatever has been going on, we were never in an innocent stage. We were just in an ignorant stage. We didn't know what was happening, and now we do. And we're becoming more and more awake. Now we have to become more and more active. We have to form a more perfect union to get things done. When we're looking at everything, don't believe anything unless it can be substantiated. It has to be substantiated. And the only way you're going to be able to substantiate it is if you do the test yourself. Or if you see a variety of different sites citing the same thing, but not the same way. In other words, they're not repeating what somebody else said. And they're showing you different information. Then you got a more reliable database. But you still have to test it. You still have to test it. We don't know anymore today what's up and down, because they've told us down was up and up was down. And left was right and right was left. Telling little boys they're girls. We're telling little girls they're boys. What a load of horse hockey. Pure and simple. So like I said, we are in it. We're in it for the long haul. However long haul that may be. Give me a second here. There was some, Here, I'm going to put this link in the chat room. This is that CRISPR link where they're showing you how they are using a virus to do the job of genetically engineering or genetically manipulating a plant. Because their argument was that if we could put stuff in the plant, imagine what that would do for people. Oh, yeah, we can put all kinds of drugs in the plant now. If someone doesn't want to get vaccinated, that's no big deal. They'll eat the vaccinations anyway because we've put them in the plant. Wow. So you eat the plant, get sicker than hell, and they say, oh, they'll eat that again. Not realizing maybe they put a vaccine in there or maybe 200 vaccines in there. Like I said, we are in a war. Don't allow yourself the luxury to be comfortable. You know, if you can prove something and you have something that's of great substantial significance, share it. Share it. Don't get offended if somebody doesn't believe you. Just share it. Let them figure it out. Sometimes they come back and say, yes, you were right. Sometimes they said, no, never got it to work. Irregardless, if you got it to work, that's substance. Anything could have happened with somebody else. So like I said, when we're looking at today and where we're at today and what's going on today, you know, substance needs to be very, very much manifested. You can't have a lot of hocus pocus and not have nothing to back it up. Okay, it just doesn't work. Keep that in mind. And when it comes to your kids, like I said, I reiterate, give them a foundation in their identity. Not their sexuality, their identity. Okay? The reason being is we all have genitalia. That's not a big deal. What's the big deal is the identity of a person, who they are, what they're all about, what their makeup is. That's what's crucial. And that needs to be reinforced in your children until they're grown. By that time, they'll have gotten the message and become something more upstanding. Today, you got young people that have no foundation whatsoever in themselves, and the strongest thing that keeps them together is a cell phone. That's pathetic. Totally pathetic. You know, a cell phone. The Trojan horse has been released in the general population, and now it has taken over. And now it has now rearranging your children's brain patterns so that they can be what they want them to be. So like I said, don't allow yourself to look. All right, we'll see you next week. See you Thursday. Till then, Do your digging. See ya.